1967.
Murray takes a bus out of town. His time is done, Ray LaHood. The president, in the meantime, announces $155 million is going in aid to Syria. And a Texas woman has her execution halted. Just some of what we're going to talk about in this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can always throw in your two cents on any or all of it. As I am fond of saying, it's about the buzz in your backyard and all those nooks and crannies. Without a doubt, the most emotional thing that I listened to today made me really swell up, I have to say, or fill up may be the better word for it. That's what it felt like to me. Listening to the testimony late in the day at a hearing where the parents of kids that were slaughtered, because that's the word for it, murdered, gunned down by a nut, Adam Lanza, the parents of those kids were at a public hearing to talk about guns. Now, they are out there talking about a couple of different things. Closer to home, the decision has to be made on what to do with Sandy Hook Elementary to keep it up or tear it down. In this case, do we add more laws in Connecticut? They have some of the strictest gun laws on the book. Or do we leave things as they are? At one point during the hearing, Neil Heslin got very emotional talking about his six-year-old boy, Jesse, and can you blame him? Listen to what he had to say.
Jesse Lewis was my son. He was a victim in Sandy Hook. He was my son. He was my buddy. He was my best friend. And I never thought I'd be here speaking like this, asking for changes and on my son's behalf. And I never thought I'd be laying at rest. The happiest day of my life was the day he was born. He's my only son, my only family. And the worst day of my life was the day I had, when this happened and I buried him.
Somebody shall not be afraid.
All right.
Heslin, please continue with it.
We're not living in a wild west. We're not a third world nation. We have the strongest military in the world. We don't need to defend our homes with weapons like that.
All right, what you heard in between was a little bit of an interruption. Some people in the crowd shouted out, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed, and boo to those people. As much as I am a proponent of the Second Amendment, come on, give the guy a break, for goodness sake. Did you have to be there like the nuts in the crowd yelling that out? No. And then that's when people say, oh, well, people who support the right to have guns, they're a little off. I mean, listen to these idiots who are screaming out in the crowd. Wrong time to do that. But regardless, a good time to have this conversation. But this is strictly about Connecticut. As I said, they have some very strict gun laws. And the governor there, who's a first-termer, is vowing to, you know, look at the factors that led up to the massacre. And he put together 16 people on a panel, experts they're calling them, to come up with some recommendations. It includes people who reviewed the policies after mass shootings in Colorado and at Virginia Tech. There's a deadline of March 15th for the first report, and then Malloy is going to use that in drafting what he's calling his initiatives aimed at reducing gun violence. There were also parents who were as emotional as Haslam was talking about their kids, but some of them supporting the fact that we don't need more gun laws. At least this is Connecticut. Again, this is not a federal deal. And one of them was Mark Mattioli, who also had to push back the tears and fight it when he was talking about his six-year-old son, James. He says that, you know, unlike some of the other parents who testified, he says there are more than enough gun laws on the books. He thinks, instead, why don't we take a closer look at mental health policies? And he went a little bit further. I thought this was a great quote, he said, "I don't care if you named it James's Law. I don't want another law. This is just the first of a series of meetings in this case that's been set up by this task force to review that state's gun laws." We know that what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, is a catalyst for change in a couple of different areas. It does not have to be, as Mark Mattioli is saying, it does not have to be this, wow, we have got to clamp down on the guns. He's saying, enough of that. Don't name a law. Don't do that. Let's look closer at some other things. And when we look at mental health, I've said this before, what happened in Newtown, and we've had on lots of different points of views from, you know, the fields of psychology, psychologists, psychiatrists, and they have different takes on what's happened, what happens to kids, what happens when they're isolated, all that kind of stuff. But my problem is we need to look at policies, but how do you red flag people? How do you know? You know, we'll hear people after a tragedy, after a mass shooting, that'll say, you got to be able to, you know, you knew something was wrong. And he just seemed so isolated. Nice guy, but couldn't have a conversation, was awkward, this, that, whatever. It's always that. That's always what you hear afterwards. Brilliant mind, but totally out of whack when it came to being social or being able to have conversations with people in college, which is what the case was with James Holmes. Something wasn't right. But how are you pulling that person away? How are you checking into that person? And if we completely rip the lid off of mental health and we go in the wrong direction, then we're going to be looking at every single one of us. Wait a second. Did I hear that you needed to take some melatonin? And I'm not exaggerating, because just like when we have too many laws, we just keep throwing laws out there, the same thing could happen in reverse. I am completely for looking at policies, absolutely. There are people that aren't treated that should be treated early on, and maybe they don't get to this point where they're an outcast, where they don't seem to fit in, where there's this awkwardness, where their life seems empty, and they're looking to make the statement. But we can't throw a blanket out there either. However, I'm going to say that Mark Mattioli was very brave to do that, because most of the parents, not all of them, but most of the parents are absolutely calling for more, you know, more gun laws, taking guns away, that shouldn't happen. Now you have the head of the NRA who's going to be in Washington testifying, and one of the things that he's going to say is, immediately, let's get armed guards in the schools now. If you want to worry about the kids right this second, this is what we can do. Train them, get them in there. You got a couple of them in there, that's the answer. That's the solution. For now, that's what you got to do. And I know there are schools that already have off-duty police officers, and more are looking into it. And I say that's not a bad idea. You've got one or two, at least you know you have a layer there along with everything else that's probably already in place. You might not agree. Do we need more laws? Do we need to eliminate any kind of assault weapons? Do another ban, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You can weigh in on what's happening in that public testimony in Connecticut. As I said, keep the number handy, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But now I'm going to swing into something I'm so excited about, and that's the Super Bowl, the Ravens and the 49ers, the Battle of the Harbaugh Brothers. Love it. Hope we're going to see an awesome Super Bowl that comes down to the waning moments. Wonder what the odds of that are. Oh, odds. I know who we should go to. How about my man, RJ Bell? He is the king of everything odds and props from pregame.com. Hey, RJ, how are you doing?
You know, big week, Kate. Super Bowl is the biggest bet event of any single event here in Vegas. We're projecting $10 billion worldwide being bet on this game.
$10 billion. Where do you think most of the money's going to go if you had to take a stab at it?
Well, the early money's been strongly on the Ravens, and that's unusual in that vast majority of the time, over 90% of the time during the NFL season, the majority of the bets are on the favorite. And less than 10%, it's on the underdog. Well, here, we've got the Ravens with about 60% of the bets so far. And the line opened up with the 49ers a 5-point favorite. And it's down to 3.5 right now because of that Ravens money. Though lately, there's been more 49er money. And some of the people I talk to think once the weekend comes, and remember, 90% of the action on the Super Bowl happens during Saturday and Sunday of the game, I think we're going to see more 49er money. Keep one other thing in mind is the Bay Area is quite close to northern Nevada, the Reno area, and you got strong, strong 49er support up in Reno. So a lot of the sports books that have a presence in Reno are likely going to get a lot of that hometown money.
Yeah, good point. And I know that people are talking about the Harbaugh family in general, and you sent me some funny things. There's some really interesting props. Tell us about some of the props that feature the brothers and the family.
Yeah, the one I think was creative, how long will the post-game handshake slash hug be between the brothers? over and under 7.5 seconds. Now, another question, how many times is the dad, Jack Harbaugh, going to be shown during the game? You know, shown on screen,
sure.
Over under 2.5. A lot of people think that's low, but remember, if it's from kickoff to final whistle, not a lot of opportunity. We're not talking pregame. We're not talking after the game. And lastly, and it's really interesting how they came up with this number, how many times will the name Harbaugh be said during the game? So said, 21.5 is the over-under.
Wow, 21.5. I kind of like that number because you think you got all the players, you have what's you're calling the plays, you're talking about the players, and sure you're going to mention them, but 21 is a, I think that's kind of a tricky line, actually.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It would have been, I think a lot of these numbers, you can kind of guess what the number would have been, but that's when I think, you know, someone might have guessed 30, someone else might have guessed, you know, 15. So I think it was a creative prop for sure. And, you know, think about how fun that would be is, and that's part of these props is there's a certain engagement with them. So now you got your pencil and paper, and every time they say Harbaugh, you draw a little line, and every fifth one you draw it across, and then you get towards 19, 20, 6 minutes left in the game, you could see it being a thrilling kind of bet that you're actually engaged in. And something else similar, Kate, is the timing of the national anthem. So we have Alicia Keys singing over under 2:15. So when you bet that, one, it's a simple bet. You know, a lot of people don't understand football, are looking for a way to kind of get involved. This is a way to do it. Now you get your iPhone out, so you start timing it, and then it's getting to be, you know, 2:10, 2:11. She's holding that last note. You know, so I think the sports books are getting, I think, really effective with making bets that not only are remarkable and that people want to talk about them, but also something that there's an enjoyment factor of, in a way, participating with a bet.
Yeah, I agree with that. The you know, there's nothing on the board, though, about lip syncing, right? There's no way she can get away with that.
You know, that's what's funny is I've had a few people mention that, and I'm guessing that something will be up before the, you know, but that, you know, that's a tough one because it's like, when does it have to come out by? You know, is clearly they're not necessarily going to announce it that, okay, this is lip sync. So when does the bet get settled? So I think that might be what's hindering that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, another one that I thought was fun, and this was all part of the stuff that you sent me, is you talk about what were the chances that Jay-Z would be on stage with Beyonce. What are they?
Yeah, and that's one I think, again, it's simple, and there's an involvement level. You're watching, waiting for him to emerge after song one, song two. He's actually a small underdog. There's a 43% chance Jay-Z will join Beyonce and a 57% chance that he won't.
Love it. How about the Prez? Who do you think the president's going to pick to win the game? We don't know, of course, but there's a wager on this, isn't there?
Yeah, so you can pick, will he back the Ravens? And, you know, keep in mind, Baltimore is fairly close geographically, you know, to Washington, D.C., or will he pick the 49ers? 64% chance that he will pick the Ravens. And if he doesn't pick anyone, either rides the fence or doesn't, you know, make a statement on the game, then there's no action. But if he does make a pick, it looks like almost 2 out of 3 times the sports books believe that it would be the Ravens.
I like this one. Cop sent this in, RJ. He says the best bet for the parents is to sit on one side for one half and then switch sides for the other half. Because I think the camera is going to focus on the family a bunch. You know, you told us that number at the top about Jack Harbaugh and how many times he'd be shown, and the over-under was 2.5 times. And I know what you were saying, that's game time. But I have a feeling when they can get to him, they're going to try to get to him because this has become such a huge storyline, and we've never seen this before, have we?
No, with the brothers in a championship game like this, this is, you know, from everything I've seen, and a lot of people have dug deep on this, the only time. And I tend to agree with you. I think there might be an overreaction because I remember a few years ago, whoever was the most likely person to be shown. I remember when, you know, Archie Manning, when Peyton was, you know, it was in New Orleans and Peyton was there and playing. And his over and under, if I recall, was like 4.5. So, and it went so far under. I think his was like one appearance or one time on screen that I think that there's been a strong reaction that these numbers have just been too high. Now, maybe this is the rare time that, that, you know, there's been an overreaction and that it goes over. But most of these over under bets on appearances during the game have gone under.
Yeah. Another thing that you always give us, too, and I think is funny, and I think a lot of people bet on this, the color of the Gatorade is big.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Clear is 2-1, so it's the favorite. Clear water. Orange and yellow are next. And then three long shots, blue, green, and red. Now, what's interesting is, you know, especially with yellow and orange, TVs are programmed or, the you know, the color is a little different. There's been numerous times that, and I can remember one specifically, that half the people thought it was yellow, half thought it was orange. So there's a little subjectivity to this stuff. And that's the scary part if you're betting any real money. And these props are fun for the pizza money, as I call it. But there's some subjectivity to it for sure. And, you know, we talked about the national anthem, and there's been times that it's been so close to the over-under that, you know, the book, you know, when exactly does the first note begin? When exactly does the last note end? And that's what's nice about Vegas is they don't have all these quirky ones. But when you do bet in Vegas, there's really no subjectivity. They make it very objective, the things you can bet on. And, you know, when you win, you get paid. And that's something that's not always the case when it comes to these online sports books.
Yeah, no kidding. We have 30 seconds left. Who are you picking, RJ?
I tell you, I like the 49ers here. I think the Ravens have had an amazing two games, but I believe that if you look at the season, the 49ers are the much better team.
Yeah, I agree with you. Always fun to chat it up. Go check out pregame.com. RJ, don't be a stranger. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks. Always fun with you, Kay.
Thanks. We got some other stuff that RJ sent me. Trust me, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about that when we do Nail the Score coming up in our next show. So hang through, everybody.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Some of the other things we're talking about, including Super Bowl favorites, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Will be a big day in Washington once again because Wayne LaPierre is going to be testifying, talking about the fact that he thinks, let's get the armed guards going in all these schools. You want to put a blanket over the problem, there's the first step. Not taking the guns away. Ryan in Mississippi, he gets the first crack on the flip side. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, ma'am. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm using a Bluetooth headset and cell phone.
Gotcha.
It's very rare that I call into radio stations, things like that. It's not something that I do very often, so I'm actually a little bit nervous. Would like to point out a few things, though. With regard to our current quote-unquote gun control situation,
yeah,
which is seems like a sensationalism, just pushed to the max. You know, you hear these people, they get on the news media and the news radio and the news TVs and things like that. And it's just, it seems to me like a lot of sensationalism. And I always want to bring up points like, oh, well, you don't need that for hunting. You don't need that for sporting. And what people are failing to realize is that, the obvious fact is that the Second Amendment is not for hunting and sporting. It's not mm-hmm. about killing squirrels, turkeys, deers, or anything of that nature. It's
sure.
about defending ourselves against tyranny.
Right.
Now, and to call something an assault rifle is kind of ridiculous to me, because muskets back in 1775 would have been called assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word designed to evoke emotion, designed to draw people into conjuring almost this unspoken emotional feeling. Does that make sense?
No. Absolutely, because there's spin on all sides of this, and so, sure, you're right, your points on the guns, that's why I say so-called assault weapons, because that's, you're right. The point that you made is exactly, pardon the pun, but on target, because that's what's being said. And nobody would take anything away from what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. It's awful. We would rather not ever have that happen.
Let's be very extremely clear.
Yeah.
What happened in Newtown, Connecticut, what happened at Virginia Tech,
yes,
what happened at Columbine, is an extreme tragedy.
Yes,
But let's also be very realistic about this. You can take an AR-15 and set it in front of a doorway, and I guarantee you that thing will not load itself or go out and kill anybody on its own. Are there issues with the things in our society that we need to address in terms of, like, people who are sick or sociopathic or psychopathic?
Right.
Do we need to look at that? Yes. I think so. And more often than not, when you look at these situations, like these people, you know, they've been bullied or, I don't know what the common thread is between them all. But there's got to be something, better than trying to take, the guns from the law-abiding people. To try and ban all the guns would be like trying to ban all the cars to prevent drunk driving.
Excellent analogy, because you're absolutely right. It's kind of like, in a different way, in a softer pedal, it's like Michael Bloomberg, the three-time mayor of New York, who banned the big gulps because that was going to make people thin because they were drinking too much soda, and that's ridiculous.
And a 44-ounce big gulp, but yet you can go out and buy 6 2-liters.
Exactly. And you can buy cigarettes.
Who are we?
Yeah.
Who are we to believe these mealy-mouthed Washington wise guys, which is what they are, mealy-mouthed Washington wise guys, who get up there and they never hardly say anything of any type of substance or concreteness, other than to get in front of the camera and pose and posture and position, that have been buying ammunition like crazy, like it's going out of style for organizations like the NOAA. I mean,
right.
What do they need? What do they need hollow point bullets for to predict the weather for?
Right.
Why is that?
Right.
And other things. I mean, why? It's like I said earlier, it's very rare that I call into radio shows and radio programs and I can get a little bit worked up about this, but why is it all of a sudden, and why should we listen to this group of people who not too long ago, this group of people who wants to tell us about gun control and how we need to have gun control, that were caught not too long ago selling guns to Mexican drug cartels and such.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. I've talked about that before. The Terry family.
With Agent Brian Terry. God bless his soul.
Yeah.
And Benghazi. I mean, what are the odds that you're going to fall and take a tumble down the stairs and develop a blood clot, and all of a sudden you can't remember crap? I mean, give me a break. What are the odds, sister?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, Ryan.
About Washington wise guys. This is what dealing with.
I like that. I'm going to steal that from you, mealy mouth, because you know we say this all the time. It's not. There's no accountability in Washington, Ryan, and it's very easy to jump on the emotion. Thanks for the call. It's very easy to jump on the emotion of guns right now because of the horrible thing that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, just like in the summer when we had Aurora, Colorado, the movie theater just like Virginia Tech, and we can name others, Gabby Giffords speaking, and little girl, 12 years old, shot, and others, you know, as well. But the problem is, it is emotional. It is emotional for people who have been in the middle of that. And everybody has a right to their opinion. Look, I'll say that. You have your, whatever side it is, I think it's good to have the conversation. But at the end of the day, if I were a betting person, I would say, don't sweat it. And the reason I'd say don't sweat it is because there's not going to be any major, major changes, maybe background checks, because there's not going to be enough votes to make any kind of massive so-called gun control laws, toughen up gun laws, that kind of stuff. There's not going to be enough votes for that to happen, definitely not in the House. That's why you have Wayne LaPierre from the NRA, who, depending on who you're talking to, the NRA is either the three evil letters strung together or the three best letters they've ever heard. And he's gonna say what we've said many, many times on the show, and people we've talked to who say they already have guards at some of the schools, and that would be a deterrent. That he's going to say this is the way to put that security around the kids. Do it. Just get the guard. And then you've got someone there. You have someone there in case there's copycats, nuts, whatever, sociopaths, whatever it is that drives somebody. You know, Ryan said there, do we know the common denominators? And we do. The Jared Lee Loeffners, he was the Gabby Giffords person. The James Holmes, he was the theater guy. Adam Lanza was the 20-year-old in Newtown, Connecticut. Excuse me. All of them were white guys in their 20s who were outcasts, kinds of fringy guys, loners, seemed odd to the people that went to school with them. All three of them had a case of that. Were they bullied? Were they left out? Could be. In some cases, there's a little bit of reports of that. But more than anything, they just never fit in, never, and never tried to fit in. You know, they were, all three were the odd man out, so to speak. And we've seen this over and over and over again, not to say that there couldn't be other reasons why somebody does it. For attention, 15 minutes, despondent over being unemployed, feeling hopeless, whatever. There's a grab bag of nutty reasons why somebody does something so vile you can't even begin to understand it. So if we're going to be honest and we're going to really, really look at this, then we got to look at things that we know immediately that'll work. The conversation is good to have the conversation, but the conversation isn't going to change anything immediately. Having somebody in the schools changes the game immediately. And we're talking about somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. When I went to school, would my family have objected to an armed guard? I'm going to say they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have objected. We had police that would come and look in the schools and come around the parking lot. I went to a big well-known high school where there was way too many kids. There was like 4,000 kids in my high school. And I remember there was always the presence of the police somewhere around close to us. But now we're talking about in the school, what a difference that would make. How easy is that to at least automatically go in that direction? What would be the objections? I guess getting the money, but I have a feeling these schools could figure out a way to get that cash. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Jingle 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's go to Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Oh, I'm fair, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm trying to dig my phone out of my pocket.
That's what that is. Interference, pocket interference. I love it.
Well, you know, we had a record high today here in Hannibal, Missouri.
Yeah, what was the, I don't know, what was the high?
Oh, it was like 63.
63?
A record rainfall amount.
Right.
Which was like 2.5 inches.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's going to be like 14 tomorrow and then 5 more nights. So I was outside spraying or putting some Vaseline on the seals on my truck so I could open my doors tomorrow after the rain froze them shut.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh,
that's
what's
a big
going on with all this guns crap?
Well, the reason is because what's happening is the parents of the kids that were killed at Sandy Hook have been the latest there is that they're in Connecticut. The governor is trying to tweak gun laws. Of course, he would have to have approval from the legislative body, and I don't know where they're going to stand on that because they already have a bunch of strict gun laws. But the parents were talking about it, and there were a couple of parents who said, we don't need any more laws. It's not about the laws. It's about enforcing the laws. And then some other parents said this is the time for change, and it got pretty heated, and there was a lot of people that were also in the room. And then tomorrow, Wayne LaPierre, actually Wednesday, which it is Wednesday, he's going to be testifying, and he's going to talk about, listen, just let's get an armed guard in there. Just have an armed guard in the schools. Because then right there, you can throw that blanket on right away while we talk about all these things that need to happen.
Yeah. Where was the bus driving incident today?
The bus driving incident.
Are you not?
Ooh, am I missing something? Am I missing something on the bus driving incidents? That
that some guy stopped the school bus, wanted a boy off the bus, and the bus driver said no, so he shot him and took the boy.
Ooh, I have no idea. I didn't even hear that. You're talking about the Alabama thing that happened the other day. Well, I guess it happened Tuesday because today's Wednesday. It happened Tuesday. Yeah.
I heard it earlier, and they said they're still standoffish. Well, that's another perfect example why, to me, this no gun zone, if the bus driver had a gun, maybe the kid's not. And I assume that if the father wanted to see his kid, maybe he didn't have custody. That's what I'm assuming.
Right, that's what it was a young boy that was taken off the bus, and you're right on the father thing, but the bus driver who was shot, like you said, he wasn't armed because this was a 6-year-old kid. The bus driver died.
Yeah. And what I'm getting to is it's not always just some crazy white guy that's going to do it. There was how many other kids on the bus that could have been killed, too?
Yeah.
So, there's absolutely no reason having the teachers or you can't hire a police officer to drive all these buses. So there's no reason to say that they can't have a concealed carry, too, just to protect these children.
Yeah, that adds another wrinkle into it if you wanted to look at it that way. It was a father, from what I understand, and like I said, this was in Alabama, so you kind of pegged it right that this was a custody thing, most likely. They haven't played out all the things, but, all the particulars of the story, but the driver did die, and hey, so if you're talking gun-free zone, there's been arguments about that. It's like printing the names in the paper and letting people basically highlighting who has guns in neighborhoods and who doesn't. So it kind of adds to that, that whole discussion, yes.
Yeah, I think all those journalists on that end of the deal got their payback too. Putting everybody's name in the paper, and then having armed guards at their houses. It's just a whole crazy ordeal.
It has become crazy.
There are people out there that are crazy, and they're gonna do stupid stuff, but. We're hunters here, and we're not worried about losing our guns. That's not something we're worried about. And I don't have a gun that has, I've got a deer rifle that holds 4 shells. I don't need no more than that.
But how do you feel? So let me ask you this. What if there was a limit to ammunition? You wouldn't go in for that, would you? That there's a limit on how much ammunition you can get, or would you?
My deer rifle holds 4.
Mm-hmm.
My shotgun has 3. I've got a 22. My 22 is 1940 model. And my 22 holds, I think, 15 or 18 short shells in it. So in New York, that would be outlawed. I don't think it's right. And the gun shop up the street selling them like firecrackers right now for $425. Buy a 44 cal assault rifle, and everybody's just buying the crap out of them.
Yeah.
I don't need one.
Yeah.
And most people that are protecting themselves don't need one. But I don't feel there ought to be a limit.
Yeah. Well, and there's such a run. That's why there's such a run now. There's such a run on ammunition because of the fear of limiting rounds. So you go to, somebody told me the other day at Walmart, they say, boom, the shipment comes in. People are lining up because they know it's gone.
You can't buy a box of 22 shells to hunt rabbit right now at Walmart.
No.
They're all set up.
They're done.
The bottom line is it's just crazy. We talked about this before after the Colorado shooting. If somebody can't get a gun and they're insane and they want to do something wrong, they'll do it a different way.
Yeah. There's lots of different ways you could do that. You could jimmy rig something, explosives, all kinds of things. You're right. Yeah.
So.
Makes sense, Ray. Ray, good call. Good call. Thanks for jingling us, as always. Be safe out there. And see, here's the thing. He really did tie it up for us. It's like a mad world. Have we all gone crazy looking at all the different angles of this all of a sudden? And I think the more pressure is applied, or the fear, the threat of taking things away, the more you're going to see taking ammunition away, taking guns of any sort away, the more you're going to see them really fly off the shelves. And the bottom line is, if somebody wants to do something, they are going to do something. They are absolutely going to do something. And what do we do to try to keep our sacred areas sacred? In other words, can we just not be in that bubble anymore, whether you're sitting in church, you're working somewhere in some company, or your kids are going to school? You know, that's where you think you're safe. I'm on this island. I'm here. Don't touch us. Leave us alone. I'm not out there in the big, bad urban areas going up and down the alleys 3 o'clock in the morning, coming out of nightclubs or whatever. I'm not risking it. I'm not putting myself in situations where I shouldn't be. And that's just not the way we're seeing things happen, unfortunately, in campuses and in elementary schools, what happened there and what's happened in some other schools. It's very, very, very sad. It's like a world unhinged. By the way, that bubble wrapping popping world record that we told you about the other day, the Guinness World Record that was ultimately hit, all the money that they raised for that went to the Sandy Hook victims. That's the Daily Salute. Good for them.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.